Scientists are concerned another of Australia's natural wonders is under threat from climate change. Late last year, the Shark Bay Wild Heritage Area in Western Australia has been rated as vulnerable to climate change due to sea temperature rises and changing weather patterns. Of particular concern is the loss of seagrass, which provide habitat for a range of marine creatures. Postgraduate researcher Matthew Fraser has studied the effects firsthand.
So there's numerous aspects of the ecosystem up in Shark Bay that are facing climate change, and kind of primary to that is the seagrasses that make up the main habitat in Shark Bay. So they're much like an underwater forest that covers most of the bay up there. And being key habitat, they're really crucial for a number of species that we find in the bay itself. For example, some of the really critical and charismatic megafauna, like dugongs, turtles, dolphins, and even tiger sharks, they maintain that really healthy food web. They're also really important for commercial fishery species up there, like crabs, scallops, and prawns. And also, they allow for the presence of the stromatolites down in Hamlin Pool by restricting water circulation and enabling high salinities down there that allow the stromatolites to thrive. And these seagrasses are really at risk because they're at their temperate seagrasses that are already existing near their upper temperature limit. And so in Shark Bay in the future, we're predicting to see increasing temperatures and increasing frequencies of heatwave events, marine heat waves, and we're predicting that the seagrasses are going to face a tough time up there, and there could be widespread seagrass loss that's going to impact the rest of that ecosystem.
So a number of species depend on the seagrass, is that right?
That's correct, yes, either directly or indirectly. So you've got some species, like turtles, for example, that use the seagrasses either directly as a food source or as foraging grounds. So they'd be directly impacted. And then we'd have other species, say, for example, the stromatolites, which are really important for Shark Bay's World Heritage listing. Because the seagrasses create the conditions that allow them to survive, if we have loss of seagrasses in Shark Bay, we could have a loss of stabilization of the foray. So we could get widespread erosion, which could increase water flow in the bay, which would decrease salinity in Hamlin Pool, and that would really impact the stromatolites down there negatively.
And these stromatolites, they're quite unique and interesting creatures. What are they, and why are they so important? Why are they so unique from a World Heritage perspective in this area?
So the stromatolites, they really have a really strong scientific and social significance in that they're one of the best modern examples of Earth's early history. So they're made up, they're stump-shaped colonies of microbes that date back billions of years. They were around at the dawn of life, organisms similar to this. And we don't actually see many examples of stromatolites across the world anymore. They require really unique conditions, like the hypersaline conditions in Shark Bay, and there's only limited pockets of them across the world, and Shark Bay has one of the best examples of a population of stromatolites anywhere in the world, which is why Hamlin Pool in Shark Bay has the highest level of protection of any marine ecosystem in the state of Western Australia, because of how important but how vulnerable these stromatolites are.
Researcher from the University of Western Australia, Matthew Fraser, ending that story.